You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Episode 10, you gotta go there to come back. You gotta go there to come back. You can't come back from nowhere. Air date January 20th, 2004.
Big ideas, man.
Hey. In this episode, Lucas and Peyton try and redefine their friendship after Lucas chooses to be with her best friend, Brooke. Oof.
It was a firm choice, guys. The beginning of the episode was so rough when he basically just lays out like, she's got too much baggage.
Man.
Wow. Which is ironic. I don't know, because Brooke's clearly got a lot of stuff going on, too. I mean, I don't know. It's maybe not as obvious, but.
Well, that's it. Let's talk about that, because I think we've addressed the fact that like Brooke and Peyton are friends because they have similar baggage, absentee parents, you know, they both are trying to prove themselves in different ways. But Brooke is on the outside, like fun and bubbly and is hiding her baggage. Whereas Peyton's like, I'm going to wear this like a cloak, a velvet cloak of doom.
Yeah.
Well, Brooke has, there's such a veneer to her, I think, because everything that she's been, and this was sort of the way I had to think about it anyway, was that the way she'd been raised was to appear great. Like everything looks perfect. We pretend our family's perfect, even though the parents are fighting and obviously eventually get divorced and, you know, all these things. And so Brooke is like, all her validation comes from the outside. You know, being the captain of the cheer squad, being a person who's called popular, you know, whatever.
She is popular, honey. You should own that.
Okay. Brooke's really popular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Peyton has outlets that are hers. Like, you played a character who was an artist, who was really into music. Like, Peyton had an identity in a way that, like, at least from the outside, you know, when I think about how it felt to play these girls then, it felt like Brooke just didn't. You know, Brooke was always trying to prove herself. And Peyton had like this world that was hers that was so cool.
Oh my God, all the angst. I feel like the angst done correctly in this is the Nathan Haley arc in this. You know, you guys wake up, you're freaking adorable. Just
so
kissing.
Cute.
With morning breath. We did have fun with the morning breath.
No regard, no reserve.
But all the TV shows do that because you're on set and when you have to kiss, everyone's polite. So you eat an Altoid. And but when you see it, you're like, but if they just woke up, they would smell like demons. And on no show does anyone ever get up and brush their teeth before they kiss the person they're in bed with.
Right.
No, it's do you crazy. Guys remember like waking up in the morning when you first started like sleeping over at somebody's house? I would wake up like an hour early and go put on mascara and brush my teeth and like sort things out so that it seemed like I was waking up tidy. Did you ever
Tammy Faye of you? Very Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah, no. Girl, I'm Southern.
That is some Virginia business.
Yeah.
Some like Southern lady eleganza.
Yeah, you got to just set your alarm. Get it done.
I did
Joy,
not
what
that.
Was your experience shooting that stuff?
I'm trying to remember that. I think that was one of those where I looked at it and I was like, I don't really have a memory of being there. I mean, the thing I remember a little bit of being in Karen's Cafe and stuff, but that stuff with James in my room, I just don't remember a lot of that, the set of Haley's room. But I don't know. It's funny watching back and feeling like they have such a mini adult. She's just such a mini adult. I can't get over it now. She's so mature with her mature kisses and her mature like way of handling situations and everything.
You didn't headbutt him like I did. Stunk.
You just missed.
No, you kissed him so softly, Joy. I'm still jealous.
Those are my soap opera kisses. That was my soap experience coming in.
Do they give you a kissing class in soap opera school? Like, is there
I didn't have
like
one.
A crash course?
No, my crash course was that I was 17 and there was a guy who came in to play my love interest and he was just a lot older than me and I just kind of learned fast.
Whoa.
Or learned very slow.
He did. Yeah, he really. Yeah, he taught me how to kiss, really. And not so many. I mean, you know, it's not like, listen, do this. But there is a sort of, you do learn a little bit about where to put your chin, where the girl's chin goes, the guy's chin, you know, you sort of like start gauging where the camera is and what looks attractive. If you shove your faces up against each other, everybody gets a double chin. You know, you want to try and make it look like, it's like a French pretty. Without the tongue. So you don't want to see a lot of tongue unless it's that kind of a show, which ours wasn't really. So
Yeah, you just like make all the same motions as a French kiss, but without the tongue, which is also polite because, you know, you don't want to just shove your tongue down somebody's throat. I mean, if you're going to kiss with tongue, it's usually talked about beforehand with the director. Everything's sort of sorted out.
I had more than one surprise.
Did you?
Tongue slip on the show.
What?
Guys, they over the years, there were people Brooke Davis had to kiss, and whew, there were some, you already know somebody bit me. I will never tell you who. The internet was speculating about it, and I'm not
You guys
to
have no idea. They don't
They don't know, but oh man, I actually saw some really hilarious guesses, which made me feel bad for some of the people that they guessed. I was like, oh no, do you think that guy's really horrible like that? How sad.
No, he's adorable.
No, but oof, yeah, it is a shock when someone just does that. I love, though, you talking about the technicality of this, Joy, because there is a question that as an actor you get so often, which is like, well, what was this like or this scene? And it's like, actually, the stuff we make look really romantic and sexy on camera is the least sexy because it's so technical. You got to like get your face, and then they're like, okay, turn your head 1 inch, and you're like this way. They're like, no, the other way. Okay, do that. Okay, raise your chin. Okay, that's exactly where we need you to kiss, and it's so choreographed, and then it has to look natural, but it's the most unnatural thing.
So awkward.
Oh god, it's so awkward, you guys.
Yeah,
that's why I liked working with my husband, because they were like, make out, and it was like, I don't have to follow anyone. I can just do what I want.
That's so awesome.
This is going to be great. I highly recommend it.
Well, speaking of James, this was great stuff for Nathan in this episode. He finally let Dan have it. I've been waiting for that.
A couple people did. Deb, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole episode kicks off with him trying to love bomb her, which is yuck. The flowers, I got us the reservation.
Would you explain love bombing for anyone that doesn't know really what that is?
So certain personality types that are prone to bad behavior become very skilled at countering that bad behavior with over-the-top affection. So they could tell you the night before that, like, you're a whore and I hate your face. And then the next day they show up with a hotel reservation and flowers, and you are expected to understand that they were going through something and they really do love you. And so love bombing is like a big red flag. We've talked about red flags here before.
Yeah. It's a narcissistic tool too, because that's how they get you to, they devalue you. And
friends
then,
can do it. Lovers can do it. Coworkers can do
parents.
It.
Parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they build you up with the love bombing. So they make you feel this euphoric, like, oh my God, everything's amazing. I'm amazing. They love me. They see me this beautiful way. It's all going to be great. And then they put you on the pedestal, and then they can rip the pedestal out from underneath you. You come crashing down. You feel horrible about yourself. You feel confused and lost in everything in the relationship. And then they come back with the flowers in the hotel again and build you back up. And it's a really sick cycle.
And it's always an excuse of, I'm so sorry, it's my damage, or it's my emotions, or it's because of what happened to me with my mom, like whatever the excuse.
It could also just be, I forgive you. I forgive you for being a mess. So they're punishing you for being normal. And, you know, and they could also, it doesn't always have to be, I'm sorry. It can be like, I forgive you. Come on, let's make it better.
You overreacted to what I said or what I did.
Yeah.
It's fun watching Deb in this moment, because I have to imagine the love bombing was sexy at the beginning of their relationship.
Yeah.
It's been a constant thing where they have this kind of, you know, she's not in town all the time. So the hellos and the goodbyes are probably like fun and flirty. But in this episode where she puts a boundary up and does not accept the love bombing, and then tells him you need to go to therapy, like, that's a big move in a relationship.
Yeah. She's not putting up with it.
I will say, you know, we're all speaking about this topic from experience. And I think, you know, I know for me, at least in my younger years, being in, you know, relationships that had that kind of, you know, volatility that bordered on abusive behavior, I didn't know what was happening. You know, we've all like we trade books and we talk about narcissism and we're like, have you listened to this podcast? Like,
yeah.
We've got resources now. And at that time, we really didn't. And it was hard to understand the toxicity of that kind of behavior, of those types of courtships. And I think watching this now, I'm like, oh, man, Deb set such a good example. And this was in 2003, you guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she's
so
was
calm.
No. Yeah, putting her foot down, talking about therapy. Like, now we're talking about mental health all the time. But for a woman to stand up to a man who is volatile and scary like Dan Scott was and say, you're going to go to therapy or you're not going to see your kid. Like, now as a person who goes to therapy, I'm like, yeah, girl, get it.
Yeah. And she wasn't shouting. It was like totally just I'm setting my boundary. Here's what's going on. So great. So super healthy. Can we move on to this arc of Luke, this bad, I keep calling him bad Lucas now, like bad Sandy. It's like he's really exploring this this side of being a part of a community that is not the one that he's used to, kind of being suddenly fitting in with all the people that he was an outcast from for so long. And it's kind of having a weird effect on him.
Well, it's weird. So when people talk about like the popular crowd, right? Everything that we knew from John Hughes movies was bad behavior. You know, like we watch like Pretty in Pink and Blaine and all the rich kids. They're all just like awful. And then you watch 16 Candles and all the rich kids. They're just like awful. And so our generation specifically kind of grew up watching those movies where it's like, oh, that's what popular people are like. And so now that Lucas has been accepted into this world, you know, like having a girl over into your room and rolling around and buying condoms out at the grocery store.
What?
At least go to a gas station where no one is.
He went to the local organic co-op to buy condoms.
Tidal Creek, like, the classiest place.
I need my organic coconut oil and my little chicks and
my face is turning so red. As soon as we were in that grocery store, I pulled my sweatshirt up around my face because I was like, oh no, I know what the scene is. Because I was so embarrassed then. And I realized that as an adult human, it is silly that I'm still mortified. I'm still mortified
by that.
Of course,
as a high schooler, that mortified. Is terrifying.
I don't know. I'd be like, I don't need people to see me buying condoms now. You know, it's just not like a thing I want anyone else to witness.
And why are they always locked up behind the plastic case? But like where the guy has to go get them when you're at the checkout.
Like, let people steal those, by the way.
You know what I mean?
Just, just let them, just give them away for free.
Yeah.
Let's just give them away. It was so uncomfortable to do the scene. Mm-hmm. And like the secondhand embarrassment that I had having to do it. And now that I feel, it's like I remember exactly how I felt and I'm just still mortified. And I think like we've hit this weird point with Brooke where, like we were saying, there's such good scenes and then the writers always make me, her, end a scene with like a really gross one-liner. We're just like, oh man, come on. Like, no girl is going to say that. And why do we keep having to do it? And there's like four of them in this episode. Like, yeah I'm just going to take the Polaroid. Like, cool. Let's joke about kids doing porn. And
Brooke
like,
and
yeah,
Peyton
well, we
were having
really
such a moment. Like, they were just talking about feelings and like, baby, you good? I'm good. You're my best friend. You're my best friend.
Yeah.
Let's take naked pictures. You know, like,
like, oh, come on. But it's like, I don't know, man. You guys said something that I loved where, because clearly I was dying. I was on the inside of my shirt and you were like, well, at least we were promoting safe sex.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's yep. There's a silver lining in my shirt.
There's always a
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn. And that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Peyton was feeling a lot of feelings in this episode. How realistic is it that she would be? I mean, you talked a little bit about this in a previous podcast that we had about your high school best friend. They wanted to trade or something. So okay, it apparently is not that crazy, but does this feel realistic to you?
Well, I'll tell you. So I have sense memory of filming this episode because I personally was in a very weird space filming this episode. I had come onto the show, shot the pilot, got engaged after we shot the pilot. And so when we came back to start shooting the show, I was engaged. And while we were shooting this episode, I had broken that off and was living by myself in the apartment across the street from Karen's Cafe. Doing the exact same thing Peyton was doing. Peyton's so needy for Haley's attention in this episode. It's like, please hang out with me. Please hang out with me. Please hang out with me. I would go and fill my fridge with so much alcohol and food so that the crew would come over after work because I was just like, I'm so broken right now. Like, someone please hang out with me. Everything's weird. This job is very different than what I thought it was going to be. You know, like, I was a mess.
Wow.
And so that's what I'm seeing in this episode. What I'm also seeing is that this was the episode where I PA'd because I wanted to be.
What is a PA for anybody that doesn't know?
So a PA is a production assistant, and they work the AD department, the assistant director department, is kind of the nervous system of the show. And so they are the ones that transmit information to all the different departments all day long. And it's a very high stress department. You easily can get a chip on your shoulder while you're working in that department because basically you're managing everybody else's bullshit all day long.
And the AD department runs all of the scheduling. They're the people who set the call times, you know, when it's like, you're going to get picked up at 5:12 a.m. That's because that's calculated because it's exactly 18 minutes from the person's house to the set. And then they're going to get in hair and makeup. And then they have this song and that. It's so many moving parts and they're timed to the minute. So those are the people that are always trying to make sure we're staying on schedule. And the PAs, you know, this team of production assistants, they're all the people on sets with walkie-talkies and earpieces, and they're helping make sure everyone is where they need to be. They're locking up traffic. They're giving cues to the background. They're really, like, you know, running all the strings of the puppet that is the show. And I remember that day because we were doing that scene at Tidal Creek and I just wanted to die. And we came outside and I lost it, Hill, because you were locking up traffic in the parking lot. And the first time I walked out of Tidal Creek with Chad, we started doing the scene and I locked eyes with you. And I don't know if you remember this, but I just started laughing. And I was like, we got to start over. I can't. I just can't.
Guys, it was art imitating life, because the reason I PA'd was that I'd asked the AD department if my brother could come down and be a PA. He was at school in New York. He was miserable. I was alone. I was just like, I just need a blankie. I need like a cozy thing. My little brother will work. And they were like, we're not going to hire him. And I was like, no, I swear to you, the Burton work ethic is like, you know, be like, Burton's will outwork anybody. Please hire my brother. I'll work for free as a PA if you'll just give him a chance. So I had like bartered this deal with the AD department. So I'm locking up traffic and here I see Lucas and Brooke, you know, Sophia and Chad, like, working and having fun and like doing all this stuff. And I'm on the outside with a walkie talkie getting screamed at by this woman that's like, get out of my neighborhood. You know, like I very much felt like an outsider. I was struggling so hard. And yeah, so me being like, Joy, Haley, will you hang out with me, please? Somebody please just spend time with me. That was all real. Aww.
It really came through. Real. I mean, that's one of the things I love about acting is that we can use our emotions. You can use whatever you're going through. Mm-hmm. So that's good that you had that outlet, I guess.
Oh, and that kills me, Hill, because the similarity of like Peyton's toughness and like your toughness.
I'm fine. I'm always
were
fine.
So like, I'm good. She's cool. And like the tenderness that exists between all of us and the things we share, like to think of you struggling then, that shatters me. Cause you were so like, you were like running the social scene and doing it and you just seemed great. And I'm like, oh no, you needed a hug. We would have hugged you. We would have come over.
Please hug me. No. The plus side to PAing was that I got to come in on Brian Greenberg's day, you guys, where he was doing all the stuff with Lucas and Baby Jenny. Wow. And
big episode for BG and for Jake. I mean, let's talk about Jake.
What a babe.
What a babe. What I a mean, babe. Can you imagine when you were in high school, if you had a guy in your high school who played basketball, who was that hot and who like was doing the right thing and being a single dad and just, you know, trying to just do the right thing. And then he also sings, he has a guitar and he comes to open mic night and you're like in the cafe. It's so romantic.
Mm-hmm. And the casual, but like very vulnerable way that he just presents his daughter to everyone. It let so good. All the air out. It took all the pressure off. It was so good. And the whole room was just like, burp.
Mm-hmm. It's such a tribute to him as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
How come you and BG never did a duet? You two should have done a duet. Did you?
Why didn't we? I don't know.
Oh, well, because not long after this part of the season, when we all really started to learn that he could sing, remember he booked that Clooney show and he just kept leaving
us. That's right, the Project Greenlight thing, right?
Yeah. So I feel like we were all robbed.
We were robbed. He picked Clooney over us.
The fans were robbed. He picked Clooney and the fans were robbed of a duet.
Damn, it's not over yet, guys. If you could duet a song with Greenberg, what would you duet? Islands in the Stream? Say Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream. What else could it possibly be? He was such an Elliott Smith fan. Remember, he was always singing those Elliott Smith songs. And I don't know. I would definitely do something that's sort of in that Nick Drake vibe, right? It'd be fun.
Mm. Yeah. Something
that
good
would be
and moody.
So cool.
Yeah.
I loved, too, before, like if we rewind to the beginning of the episode, when Jake's all tired and the way Brian delivers that line, you know, because Lucas comes in and is like, oh, you didn't get any sleep? Like, who's the girl? And he's like, nah, you don't know her. Mm-hmm. And all of us, those moments are so fun as an audience member when you know something the actors don't know. Because you go, oh, he means the baby. And you get all, it just feels good.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy to me, the whole thing, like a boy has a baby in high school. Because where I grew up, there were tons of chicks with babies.
Really?
But then there's also like a boy that has to have participated in that.
Right.
And it never clicks. Uh-huh. You know, it's always like, oh, she's a teen mom. Mm-hmm. And so to depict a teen dad was really different.
I loved it.
I did too. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, they really got that right.
What'd she do? Did we ever understand like what the mom did?
Wasn't it Emmanuel Vaugier? She came back, right?
Yeah, she comes in.
I know she comes in. I guess my memory's bad. I don't remember what her baggage was.
I don't remember
that she
either.
Just didn't want to be a parent.
I think
or if
that
she was
it.
Like a druggie or something.
No, I think she just didn't want to. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
We're going to find out. We'll get there.
It's coming.
Baby Jenny just graduated high school. Oh. I am friends with her and her mom on Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
And
hi.
All her graduation photos are posted. And so it's crazy when you look at a baby and you can absolutely see the adult that they've become.
Yeah.
And like, because her face is, you know, that's her face. And she's so cute. And she has turned into such an accomplished, responsible, beautiful young woman. Grace Holcomb, she comes to a lot of our conventions. And it's fun to have watched this little person grow up.
I want to know where that Polaroid is. Joy, the Polaroid you take of me, Hillary, and Grace. I'm like, who has that? In what archive does that Polaroid live and how do we get it?
Oh, I want it. That would be so fun to have, but you know that they're somewhere. And there's all those Polaroids from all of our makeup and hair and wardrobe. Well, they probably threw those out, actually.
I don't know, guys. Don't know. People have brought in our old wardrobe Polaroids for us to sign at conventions. And I'm like, how did you get
that
this?
That is so disconcerting.
We bought it on eBay.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
I will say the Polaroids I do like, though, are the ones we took in this episode.
Yes.
And yeah. I it feels very important to call out the fact that in episode 10 of One Tree Hill, Brooke and Peyton invent the selfie. There's no iPhone yet.
Come on.
Literally. We just invented it. That's what we're doing.
Listen, I'm going to take credit for everything we can take credit
Let's
for.
Let's do it.
I don't know that we were the first people to do it, but we definitely were the cutest.
We were real cute.
Yeah.
Super cute. You guys took a few of those. I wish the Polaroid had stuck around and become like more of a thing in the show. That would have been fun.
I still have Polaroid cameras.
When you hear that people have Polaroid cameras now, though, it still just makes me think they're doing it to take naked pictures.
Even really?
To myself. Really? Because it doesn't go on the cloud.
Right.
Right.
I love them.
And
I love them too.
You don't have to have it printed.
I just love film. I love film. I love the flash, the moment. You guys, I'm such a nerd. Like, you know, photography is so important. It's like a, you
well,
know,
but your
like
dad's a photographer.
Language. Yeah. It's like a love language in my family. I'm like the nerd who's trolling eBay to collect old Polaroid cameras. I have like a whole storage bin up above my washing machine just of like all these weird old cameras that I've bought over the years.
What are you going to do with them?
I mean, I use them, but the thing that's really annoying, I have to say, is that because film in general has gotten to be like retro and whatever, now it's like $100 to get a 10 pack of Polaroid film for one of the Polaroids I have that's from the 60s. And I'm like, this feels ridiculous. I don't even know if that's going to be a good photo. What if I blinked? It's $10 a blink? Like, get out of here.
That's the charm of it back then. You know, you got the one photo by the seaside of whoever happened to have their eyes open.
You just never
knew. We've seen a lot of, like that picture of Brooke Peyton and baby Jenny, we see a lot in like fan art. And at conventions and stuff. And it's so nice to rewatch the episode and know that Haley took that picture because I'd forgotten that tidbit.
Me too.
Yeah.
And the friendship between the girls is on display in this episode in a really,
really?
Nice way.
It really is. In fact, I noticed that this was the first time, maybe I'm wrong, but it was the first time I noticed Peyton and Haley hanging out without a reason. The walk and talk. So it was already, the flyer's already been made. There was no reason for us to find each other except that we then was just like, okay, well, I guess we like each other now. So we'll just kind of keep walking and talking and hanging out. And it felt like the first time we solidified that, okay, there's an actual friendship here. It's not just thrown together in a car because we have to be or crossing paths because of this whole rectangle of people that were around, you know, it was like you and me really choosing to spend time together. I liked that.
Mm-hmm. And it made Peyton feel important that Haley like asked her to help. That is always, I find, like the quickest way to make a friend is to like ask somebody for their skill set.
Yeah.
Because you're respecting what they're good at and you're honoring that and you're including them. You're letting them know like you're the best at this. That's why I picked you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's that's a good life hack. Do that when you want to make friends with someone.
It's also so nice to see all of these people really starting to see each other. Like Peyton and Haley are really seeing each other. We're seeing Nathan. Nathan and Lucas are beginning to see each other. Like when Lucas says to Nathan at the cafe, like, come play with us at the River Court tonight. And Nathan says, why? And he's like, because it's fun, remember?
Oh my God.
Like for the boys, for him to see that his, you know, estranged half brother is really hurting because of the pressure put on the fun thing. I have to say, it's so funny. We played these people for so long that they feel kind of like us or like our friends. And when Haley's like being judgmental of Brooke in the beginning, I was like, that hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
But what I love is that they're the... For whatever reason in this development, like Haley and Brooke are kind of the last to see each other, you know? And I actually thought it was really cool because it was such a thing, Hill, when you were mentioning like John Hughes movies, whatever, it was such a thing to like judge the popular girl or like judge girls for being quote unquote like easy or sexual or whatever. And Haley does it to Brooke and Lucas defends her. And yeah, isn't that, like, it's because I like her. He's like, she's cool. She's smart. She makes me laugh. Like, yeah. Stop. Give her a chance.
Yeah. And it's good.
It's really good. And like, I liked that she then kind of fessed up to Peyton, like, yeah, I haven't been doing it and I should. And then like, when you're so nice at the end and you offer to take the Polaroid of us with the baby, I was like, oh man, these people are making space for each other despite yeah. their predispositions. And that's, yeah. that's really cool. And you even, you know, as Haley with Peyton, you call out your predisposition. You're like, I take back everything I said about you before I knew you. like it's, I don't know. I find it to be really beautiful that we modeled like honesty about judgment, but also the potential yeah. to make room for your opinion to change.
Yeah, yeah, that like your opinion can and maybe should change about people on a regular basis. Yeah. Because we're all different yeah. people than we were 5 minutes ago. And that's true for fictional characters as well. Mm-hmm. Me, the grumpy girl that likes to make jokes instead of feel feelings, I cried watching the River Court scene.
Me
that
too.
That affected me. I don't. It's just like looking at like the shiny, happy thing. George snuck in here to watch it too. And we have one of our favorite members of our River Court family joining us. But we're going to take a little break.
Ooh, here we go.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under, or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot, wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Hey, everybody. I'm Bethany Joy Lenz.
I'm Hillary Burton Morgan.
And I'm Sophia Bush. And we have something very exciting to invite you to.
What are y'all doing on the 23rd of September?
What is the 23rd of September? It's, oh, yeah. It's OTH Day. One Tree Hill Day.
It's our national holiday.
I like that we've just claimed it.
That's right.
It's our day.
Put it on your calendars.
It belongs to us.
Not only is it a live event with your drama queens, but we have a very special guest. Hillary, tell everybody what they won.
Y'all, hold the phone. Gavin DeGraw is joining us for official OTH Day. Woo-hoo! I can't wait. And he's going to serenade us.
So go get your tickets. LoopedLive.com.
The man who gave us I Don't Want to Be with your three queens. September 23rd, One Tree Hill Day, loopedlive.com. See you there.
Who do you love to party with more than any other dude on the show?
Antoine Tanner.
We got him.
Okay, friends, we have Antoine Tanner. He's an American actor. Woo! He is best known for his recurring role as Michael on the UPN sitcom Moesha and its spinoff The Parkers. He had a starring role in the film Coach Carter. He's been in NYPD Blue, Sister, 413, Hope Street, and CSI. And he is our friend.
Antoine Tanner. Skills.
What's good?
What's good, baby?
Look at those muscles.
Hey.
What's good?
Okay.
Hi.
Talk about a tank top party.
Yeah, what's going on, muscles? Are you wearing a juicy suit on the bottom half of that? I hope so.
I just got on shorts.
that was my wardrobe in one of the scenes, Twan. We were like, oh, there's a tank top and a juicy suit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good to see your face. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm proud of y'all, man. Y'all killing the game. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we're having fun.
We love you. Wait, so did you ever go to any of the basketball games before that? Like, did you go sit in the stands? No.
Mm-mm.
You never had to work an 18-hour Sunday?
Nope.
I didn't have to do none of those. I was just...
You lucky duck.
Yeah, we were still on the river court. I would fly in California, come shoot my damn maybe one scene on a stage at Lucas' house. Or, you know what I'm saying? And then, or at the, it was all river court. That was it.
Wow.
Go back, Antoine. Talk to us about what you were really like in high school. What were you doing?
I think I was a lot like Skills on everything because I was a basketball star. I was a basketball star at my school. I was the class clown.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I was a class clown. Well, not my, like my freshman and sophomore year, I wasn't a basketball star then because we had like stars at my school, like that was real good. But when I came to California and I went to school out here, yeah, I was like big man on campus as far as basketball was concerned. So, and then I got girls because it was like a lot of different races and shit like that. So it was cool.
tell us what the audition process was like for you getting the part on One Tree Hill as a basketball player.
Well, I had already knew Schwann and Brian and Mike. I had already knew them.
How did you know them?
I used to play ball with, and I did actually, I worked with Brian and Mike Pryor. We did a show called, an after school special called, I think it was called 4 Points with Shaq, Shaq and Cheryl Miller and Robert Richard that was in Coach Carter. So we he played inches on the show. And I was like a bully basketball kid that was a bully. You know what I'm saying? We bullied him and, you know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden he got good. So I worked with Brian on that. And then I also did a pilot with Brian and Mike called, was there Slam? So it was supposed to be a series and it didn't get picked up. So like, they already knew who I was. They already knew, you know what I'm saying? They already knew my work.
So did you even have to audition or was it like, hey, come play with us on this show?
No, I went to an audition, but when I got in the room, we didn't talk. We didn't audition. Like
you didn't even read. You just talked.
I studied the stuff and then I walked in and I was like, oh, what's up, y'all? What's happening? We, you know, say Davola, everybody. I just was like, you know, and we just got to talking about basketball because at the time we was playing in the NBA Entertainment League. It had just like started. It was getting it was getting big. And I was like averaging like 25. I got MVP that year. So that when I came in, they just was talking about, so who y'all playing next week? And I was like, oh, we got so-and-so. And, you know, they was like, oh, damn, that's what's up. And it was like, okay, listen, we're going to go to North Carolina and shoot this show. It's a pilot. We're going to be out there for about a week and it's going to be happening this week. That it was like April something when we shot. I'll never forget. It was like right around my birthday. And I told him, I said, well, I can't go this week. Y'all going to have to like figure it out because I was doing a show with Clarence Williams III, rest in peace, called Skin. It was on CBS. And I have.
I remember that.
Yeah, I did 4 episodes on that with Clarence Williams III. And so then they was like, don't worry about it. We'll work it out. And I was like, all right, cool. So they was like, all right, get out of here. We got to audition some people. I was like, all right, bet. So I left. Like, that was my audition.
What? I just love. Okay, so we shot the pilot and Antoine was like, we were just like talking because I was still going back and forth to MTV. And Antoine would talk and be like, oh, I know Brandy. I know so-and-so. I know so-and-so. I know so-and-so. And I was like, who is this dude that knows everybody? And then sure, I get back up to New York and everyone's like, oh yeah, Antoine. Like, yeah, of course we all know him. I was just like, what, where have I been? Yeah, you were like the most connected dude on the planet. You'd worked with everybody.
You know, it was crazy because I never wanted to be an actor or nothing. I didn't take no classes. I didn't study. I just was playing basketball. I got noticed playing basketball. I was doing music first. And then I was like, well, I just really want to be on the soundtrack. So my like whole motivation to be in
the movie, like the phone.
The movie, I could get on the soundtrack. And then so.
Antoine, are you going to sing for us right now?
Oh, no, I can't sing. I write. That's what I do. I write. You know what I'm saying? But I could write it. It's crazy. It's so weird. I could write it. But I never was a performer. I was a performer when I was rapping.
Mm,
but before, like R&B and stuff like that, it's easy for me to write that. I don't know why.
You love Phil Collins. That's what I remember about the pilot is you listening to Phil Collins.
I love that fact about you.
Did have the best taste in music. You could always count on Antoine for a good soundtrack.
I just did karaoke in Wallace, North Carolina last weekend for the Hope for the Warriors Foundation. And the girl who runs it, she was like, you need to participate. And I was like, what you want me to do? She's like, I'm going to do a song with you. I was like, okay. She's like, what do you want to listen to? Some rap stuff. I was like, nah, Phil Collins. She was like, what? Phil Collins. So I did Phil Collins. They had a ball out there. So that was so funny. I was in the woods last week.
Oh, I saw you posted that on Instagram. Was it, when's the last time you were back in North Carolina? Like a convention?
Yeah, it was last week. I went, I flew into Wilmington, but you know, Wallace is like right outside of like Burgall and Jacksonville. So it's like 40 minutes from Wilmington. So I was out there. I went and hung out. Me and my boy Kent, we went and hung out that night. Just went to downtown. We went to Real Cafe. We went to Level 5. Real quick and just, you know, had some wings. And then we went up to Level 5, had a couple shots. And then we went and laid.
What's the scene like now? Is it the same as it was when we were there?
Yes. It was a Saturday night and it was cracking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was popping.
It was popping. I mean, that was what I was going to say.
Yeah, they don't wear no masks. They just out. It's, they don't care.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to know what your favorite Antoine One Tree Hill storyline was that you got to do.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it.
Favorite skills.
My favorite one was me and Nanny Deb.
What's so funny is that she, mine too. I think, said the same thing, Antoine.
You know what it was? I think what it was... I'm more confident, you know what I'm saying, around women. But she, like, she was the first person that made me feel vulnerable.
Really? She didn't make you blush.
She's the first person. So it was like, but then
she's so hot.
Yeah, she would keep you on your toes. So it was kind of like, I could never relax with her. I always had to make sure my was on point.
She had the most lovely things to say about you. I mean, she was talking about the scene where you guys were in the pool together right after she had just given birth to her daughter. And, you know, she was topless and you were just so sweet to her and like always really protective. And she just, she said that she, I mean, girls, if you remember any of this stuff too, I just remember Barb saying that she had such a great time working with you and felt so safe with you and had so much fun. Like you guys just got to play.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. She played a lot. She had me like, she had me so like nervous.
The fun part about doing scenes with you, Antoine, is that I don't even know if you read the script because you just say what you need to say in the scene to move it forward.
Yeah.
And it's fun to play. It's fun to just like make stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you read the scripts?
I don't read the whole scripts.
Just your part.
I just read my scene and see what's happening. And that's it. Because the way I study is different. Sam, when I worked with Sam Jackson a long time ago, I did 187 with him. He gave me like a bunch of like game. Like he used to say, forget the lines, know the scene. And go with your instinct. Like he would always say that. And I'd be like, well, what do you mean? Like you have to read it. He said, you don't need to read everybody's stuff. You wasn't there for their stuff. You only there for your stuff. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So that's what made me stop like really reading the scripts. And I was just like, okay, but it kind of clicked in what he was saying. I didn't get it at first. But then I was like, oh, okay, well, let me see. So what I would do, he'd be like, read it. Just read the scene real quick and leave it alone. Just read it one time and leave it alone. And I'd be like, all right, cool. So I would do it like 2 days before I even film. So I would read it. I'd be in the shower. And you know, sometimes you're in the shower and you just think. Did it just go through your head? Like, da, da, da. So then when I got to say it, it was like, this is how I was going to say it already. Cause this is, I'm just going over it in my head, just paraphrasing it. And the words just kind of came. So if I needed to fine tune something, it could be like, oh, that meant this. Okay. Well, let me go back and say that. But it was easy to put it in.
That was always a cool thing to watch too. Cause like we all got, I mean, watched like hawks. Like we had to be word perfect. The script supervisor was always on us. It was like the note from LA. Like they have to say exactly what's on the page. And you'd come to set and everyone was like, oh, well, the rules don't apply to Antoine. We were all so in awe of you. We were like, how did he get that? How do we get that?
Yeah.
And you always made it better. Like whatever they put on the page for skills, you'd be like, no, I get the point, but I'm going to do it like this.
But it was fun to play with because as an actor, I mean, 90% of acting is listening. So if you're, it felt like I got to really be in the moment with you because I didn't know what to expect exactly. So it was my job to listen to you and then I could respond. And usually what was on the page was a suitable response for whatever it was that you were saying. And sometimes it wasn't. And then we would just play and, you know, go on the fly.
But the thing is, they can't write Ebonics. They try to do it.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
It's hard for them to write that. So it's just like, and then to, you know how it is, like you can't play a character like this because you may offend those people that actually talk like that. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you got to go back to the hood because I still go to Compton. I still go to South Central and Watts. And then they'd be like, you know we don't talk like that. You dumbing us down. You making us look stupid. You making us look, you see what I'm saying? Because that's not how it goes over there. So, you know what I'm saying? So you have to take that into account. Like, I can't be over here, you know, disrespecting doctors and I'm saying certain words and doctors are looking at me going, what?
Yeah.
That's not, come on, man.
I want to know what all of your friends thought when you joined on to this show about white kids kissing and crying, Antoine. Like,
what? You know,
what did they say?
Friends would say, go and get that white money. It was like, get that white money.
Did anyone give you shit for being on like a teen drama? Because you were a sports guy, you know?
Well, you've also played a teenager forever because you are ageless.
Yeah, I told my daughter, I said, I played 17 for 17 years. And she was like.
Has she seen it? Have your kids seen the show?
I don't think they watch it. I mean, my kids are like totally not like industry kids at all. Like
they're smart.
Yeah, they got my oldest son. He got his last year at aerospace engineering something.
Wow.
Poly, and then the young one, he's getting ready to go to college. And he took this year off. So he's been working with me. My other daughter, she is still in school, and then the other one is doing something in makeup. So she's the only one that's kind of close because she want to do something.
Yeah.
She's still in school for that right now. So they was really just like not industry kids. I remember a few times, y'all want to go to the premiere? Nah, I'm about to go to some. You don't want to go to the premiere? That's why I always bought like my sister-in-law, mom, pops, you know, I bought other people because they never wanted to go. You know?
Your son hung out on set with us though, which was crazy to me you had like a kid old enough to come and like hang out. We were all such doofuses and you were dad.
Yeah, they all came. Well, three of them came that one time when we did the racer.
Soapbox Derby. Yeah.
We did that. They all came in. That's when he was stealing all the snacks.
I also remember, Twan, when you and I first started to become friends in the beginning. And there was that night we were all still living at the Riverview Suites because we hadn't found apartments yet or anything. And the fire alarm went off at 3 in the morning. We all had to plod downstairs. And your little baby just crawled up in my lap. And I was like, hi, you can stay here. Yeah. And you looked at me and you were he's smart. He knows he's cute. And I was like, it's working.
Yeah, he's almost 21 now. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
21. He's the baby. That's the crazy part. Now he's my workout. He hit me up a couple of weeks ago. I was like, Dad, you look good. You've been working out. I see you lost your weight. can I come with you and go to your trainer? I was like, all right.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, so he's been going with me for the last couple of weeks. So
I want to ask a question that we kind of all get hit with all the time from fans and in interviews and stuff, which is, where do you think Skills would be 10 years later? Like, where is he now?
I think Skills would have been coaching. I really believe he would have been coaching because, you know, they did a lot of stuff that he did with the kids, you know, when he was coaching. So I think Skills would be like, if not the head coach, at least the assistant coach at Tree Hill High right now.
Yeah, I could see him as head coach for sure.
Head coach or probably like a gym teacher, but slash basketball coach. I could see him.
Yeah, he was a mentor in so many ways and really had his shit together, I feel like.
Well, he became like Jamie's babysitter, you know, like anytime there was kids stuff, they put you on the case, Antoine. They were like, we know who can handle this.
Yeah. And the kids was so much easier than working with the girls. It was because, see, y'all got to get hair and makeup and wardrobe.
I was like, where are you about to go with this?
Every time they yell cut the makeup people in y'all face, they're making sure your hair is straight. The kids, they just got dressed one time. They don't care. They're eating cheeseburgers. They got skateboards. They just all kind of they didn't care about none of that. So we would get, and then they only had to work like 5 hours. So I was like, my day's short.
You would have figured out. Hold on, though. We came back from hiatus 1 year. I don't know if it was season 4 or season 5, but I got the memo. Maybe it was even season 2. I got the memo that they were hooking Peyton and Skills up. Do you remember that?
What?
No, I'm going to tell you what happened. This is what happened.
Tell me what happened.
I did not hear this.
We had went out. We went out and we went back to Swan's place when they was on Market Street. They was staying at that condo upstairs. So we went back there. So he started asking me questions like, well, what do you think? I said, man, why y'all don't never give Skills no drama? Like, hook him up with a girl, like one of the main girls that, you know what I'm saying? Since y'all, like, well, I don't know. And I was like, no, listen. I said, that's all kind of girl codes y'all breaking. And so the best friend get to date the other one she's still in love with. And that, y'all cool with that? Like, okay, that's a girl code. Like, y'all break all that. So why not hook Skills up with one of them since y'all all over the place? I said, him and Peyton would be really good. You know what I'm saying? Because then it could
dangerous.
It could give us some type of, you know what I'm saying? Some type
conflict.
Of conflict. Yeah, because I don't have nothing. I just come in, say some funny shit, then you don't see me. You know what I'm saying? I said that was it.
So Peyton needed somebody that was funny. Peyton never got to kiss anybody funny.
Yeah. I only kissed who did I kiss? Just
you kissed Bevan.
I kissed Bevan. I kissed
Lauren.
Lauren and
Miss Lauren.
And Deb. That's it. But like Lee kissed everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Lee did kiss everybody.
Everybody. Even my girl.
Wait, did we ever? We should take a poll. Which character on our show kissed the most people? That's a fan poll.
Ooh.
Who do you think it was?
That's a
fan
poll.
Somebody do the math.
I feel like it was probably Brooke. But oh man, if Mouth beats Brooke, I'll be thrilled.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, you might be right. But I think it was Lee because he kissed Brooke. He kissed my girl. He kissed Lauren. He kissed Rachel.
Then right.
He kissed Rachel. Yeah, he kissed everybody. He had Millicent. He had
Millie,
the other girl.
Gigi.
Yeah.
Gigi.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What a
Marvin
scam.
McFadden.
Woo. Twan, what was your favorite thing about the entire Wonder Hill experience? Like, as you look back on that chapter in your life, like, what was your favorite thing of all of it?
You know what's crazy? Because I was just in Wilmington last week, and I like look around, and I like when I'm there, I feel like I got to get up and go to work. Like I don't know why, I just feel like I got to get up. We got to go to screen gyms. Like I was like, oh, we not working on the show no more. Like down here, but the love is still there. For sure. Like, crazy, but
yeah.
My biggest thing was I met a whole family. You know what I'm saying? That was like huge for me because I hated it in North Carolina. When I first went, I used to take my video. It was so boring because you remember everything used to close at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I don't dance. I don't know nobody. I'm just in this hotel room with that Wilmingtonian or Riverview. And I'm just chilling like it was nothing to do until they came and picked you up from work. So as you look forward to going to work when you got there. But as soon as it was time for me to come home, I was like, let's go. I'm out of here. I'm going back to L.A. Plus, I had small kids at the time, too. So, but.
Yeah.
What was the turning point for you? When did you start to feel like it was a home base?
Season like 5, like 5, 6. Yep. About like 5, 6 is when I like, because I remember I didn't sign until season 4. I think it was season 4.
That's
when I
signed. Crazy.
Yeah, wow. Because I was still recurring. But I was still working a lot, though. You know, like they couldn't let me just, you know, because when I first started, I was doing, I had right after we did One Tree Hill, I went and did Never Die Alone, right? Mm-hmm. We did Never Die Alone. I think that was like 04. Then we got the pickup. So then everybody came and started working on that. But then then Coach Carter came around. Mm-hmm. Even though that was still the same people, they was like, we can't do it because then we'll have to shoot you out. And then we got to bring you back to L.A. So we'll just let you go do the movie. Then after the movie, then we'll bring Skills. You know, that's when they came up with the whole, we'll bring Skills. We go make a run at the state championship and stuff like that. I was like, all right, cool. Let's do it. But then Wilmington actually started growing a little bit by then.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I could get used to this a little bit. Mm-hmm.
It did go from like all antique stores. Remember, it was like all antique stores.
Yeah,
it was yeah. But then like downtown all of a sudden was like bars and tattoo parlors. Then it became like fun.
Yeah. It was just dead. It was so dead. I used to just play video games all day. I didn't do nothing.
Aww.
Which is so strange for a college town. I always thought it should have been, there should have been more of a nightlife. I mean, I'm so glad that when we showed up there, that started, but like Dawson's was there before us. There were lots of other projects there. I don't know why it didn't.
It was just still dead. I remember I tried to rent a car and I had to go up there and it was closed at like 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It was not, no more stores after that on Market.
it was like fields and farms.
I know.
Antoine, what are you working on now?
I just did this show called Hoe, H-O-E. Happiness over everything. It's actually on my page, the trailer that I have posted with a friend of mine, Miko Grimes. She I met her. I've been knowing Miko since high school. We played ball together. Like she played at WNBA and all that, but I played ball with her. And she ended up marrying Brent Grimes when he played for the Falcons. And she became a sports agent, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So she made her own money. And so she was like, bro, I got a project. I want you to come help me do it. And da da da. And we did it. It was a short film. It just won some awards somewhere, but she's shopping it right now to get picked up. But I also did another joint called what is the name of it? St. Bodie. St. Bodie's Mad World. And it's a true story. It's supposed to be like a miniseries. That's going to be crazy. My character's so, I'm like the Dan Scott. I'm evil in this.
Ooh, one. Fun.
Ooh, that's going to be really fun.
Yeah. And the little girl that's in the show with me that plays my daughter. Oh my gosh, she's incredible. Like she's gonna blow up. I posted her. I was like she's a newbie, but she has it. Like she has it. Like,
you posted this on Instagram so we can repost it?
Yep, I posted it. I just posted the picture of her, but I'm waiting on them to send me the trailer.
You have to let us be your cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I got you. I posted it. I'm definitely gonna post it. I just hadn't posted it because they hadn't really put nothing out, you know, like that yet. But
when it's go time, we're your girls.
So good. And then I'm gonna shoot that movie I was telling you about, The Leash, in like November. So finally
it's so good.
Yeah, it's been like 11 years, and finally it's like we got the money to do it. So it's like, hey, let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
Like,
we love you. It's so good to see you. I'm so glad that you came.
Yeah, will you come back on the show?
Please.
Yeah. Y'all let me
come play with us.
What episode do you want to come back for? What's the episode where you're like, dibs, that one's mine?
Let me see. It was so many good ones, though. It was so many good ones. I can't lie. Because me, I never read the script for the school. So I never forget me and Lee was on set. And Lee was like, tomorrow we got to go. We got to go to the cemetery to film the funeral scene. I was like, somebody died?
Oh, no.
He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, my bad. I didn't read that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
So I was like, man, I said, this is going to be a good episode. I need to read this then. I never read it. I watched it. Because at the time, when we first started, I knew we was going to last. I kept saying it. Everybody else was like, Twan, you tripping. You tripping. Yeah. Tripping. Like, it's not going to. And I said, look, I'm going to tell you like this. We got some pretty white boys and some pretty white girls. And y'all keep us in the damn tabloids. So we stand in the tabloids, this show coming back. I was like, it ain't no need of me auditioning for nothing. I'm just going to take my. It was like, Twan, they just merged the WB with this. They canceled all of these shows. I said, but this one ain't nowhere.
Wow. You did. You always had confidence.
We need to have you and Barbara on the same episode.
Yeah.
Like, we need a reunion.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I want to see you get a little bashful around Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
always. Look at your face. It's coming.
She always. I love her. She is so sweet. And her daughters are so big and pretty and grown. And oh my God.
No, can you believe?
Yeah. I remember they was in Paris with us when we did the convention over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my God. Oh, yeah. Me and Olivia and we had so much fun.
If you're ever to go out in Paris with someone, it's Antoine. The time that Antoine is taking me out, he also taught me what Uber was because I didn't know how to get home in Paris. And Antoine's like, I will teach you how to go out because you're a moron. Antoine, we've got to wrap up, but I love you and I'm excited that you're going to come back. And you've always taken such good care of us. Anytime something's going on in our life, you are the person that calls and checks in. And I can't tell you how important that is.
Yeah, we love you.
I love y'all. You know, you already know.
Wait, before he goes, should we spin the wheel? I would love to have Antoine's input on the wheel.
Yeah, the wheel.
We do a most likely to, like in the yearbook every week, but we have this fun little thing that spins it and it picks the most likely to for us. Get ready for this.
So it picks at random. We need your help here.
Who's most likely to write a best-selling book?
Well, I mean, we have Lucas and we have Hillary, like real life and fiction.
Oh my God.
Listen, so I've gotten some bad reviews for my book, and of course I read them, right? Ugh. And every single bad review is, didn't talk about One Tree Hill at all. Like, that's what they're mad about. It's like,
wow.
Bitch, please, we'll write a whole book about that. It'll be great.
You can't please everybody. I say that. I used to do my parties at the convention, and I still had people mad. So it's like,
that's so funny.
Somebody's always mad about something.
They always mad about something. You can't please everybody. So I just say, you know what? It is what it is. Like, I don't give a damn.
When the world is safe again and you throw your epic party at the next convention, What is the karaoke song that you're going to sing, Antoine?
In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins.
I can feel it.
I might do We Wait and We Wonder, because I like that one. I like We Wait and We Wonder. That's a good part here for out there.
All right. We're counting the days. Y'all,
we're ready.
Get vaccinated. Wear your mask.
Can't
got a
wait
party to plan.
Can't wait to see you guys.
I love you.
Love you. Love you so much.
Tell
Twan.
My wifey we said hi.
I will. She upstairs laying down. She had an appointment early this morning, so she in the bed. I'm finna.
All right.
Give her a hug for us.
Give her a smooch for us.
I will.
Yeah, baby.
I'm about to go to work.
Love you.
I love y'all.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit, and then I drop my children off at school, and then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order, and with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give them some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Antoine's doing this movie in November, and he sent me the script to just like take a look at. Because it's producers that I've worked with before.
Ooh.
And it is so him. It's like an awesome thriller movie. He's the lead of it.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
You read it and you know that it is just the thing that was made for him. And so it's going to be so good.
That makes me so happy.
He's going to be so good in it. And so I love seeing him like so fit and in shape because it's like action-y. So y'all keep your eyes peeled. Boyfriend's going to be an action hero.
I love that.
Hey, what's next week's episode? Anybody know?
Oh God!
What happens in 11? What are we looking forward to?
Let's see. Episode 11 is called The Living Years.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, we have Dan and Deb now. They've got to go to therapy or she's kicking them out. Basketball's on pause. Peyton's starting something up with Jake. It seems like there was a lot of chemistry there.
Mm. Yeah, well, it says here in this description, Peyton's dad comes home.
Ooh.
This is going to be
dad
good.
Number one. There were two dads. Actually, there were three dads, but this is dad number one.
Okay.
Thank you all so much for joining us for another great episode. This one was really, really fun. You know, the three of us got a little weepy when we watched that sort of epic moment going from Gavin at Karen's Cafe to the boys on the River Court and all of us and you know, our moment on the Comet. And I don't know, we were all talking while we were watching it about how if there's a night that we could go back to and just relish in again, at least so far in these first 10 episodes, that would be the night to like bop back into the river, to the river court. And I would have stolen the Polaroids.
You would have stolen the Polaroids. She's got sticky fingers. Stolen those Polaroids.
Oh, it felt.
I would have just taken them and put them in a scrapbook.
Felt so good to see everybody in the same place. And I remember us all having so much fun that night and, you know, just the weather and everybody having a ball and the lights were bright and the whole cast was there. And it felt like we were really doing something special and exciting, and I really felt like I was a part of something special, and we were but that night, it's for some reason the magic was alive. So thanks for joining us for that special part of the episode for us,
and thanks for keeping the magic alive for us all these years, guys. Don't forget, you're the reason we're here.
Go Ravens.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut. And I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.